It is Tuesday, July 31st, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Support also comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All offer local shopping opportunities through NWA Deal Piggy and Ozark Deal Piggy. Registration and more information available online at nwadealpiggy.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, political opinions clash when Roby Brock sits between John Brummett, columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and State Senator Gilbert Baker. They discuss Arkansas's approach to the Affordable Health Care Act, the state Republican Party, and medical marijuana, plus an effort to bring Wonderland Cave in Bella Vista back. That's explained in a few minutes.
First, an excessive heat warning remains in effect for much of the region. Almost all of eastern Oklahoma is under the warning until Thursday night, and Benton, Crawford, Sebastian, and Washington counties in Arkansas are included in the warning from the National Weather Service. High temperatures are expected to be between 105 and 107 today and tomorrow. Low temperatures for the next few nights may hover around 80. Lows in Fort Smith perhaps only falling into the mid-80s. The only mention of rain in the forecast is a slight chance of rain tomorrow in northwest Arkansas, and then a slight chance of thunderstorms across the region Sunday.
Amazingly, as hot as it is expected to get the next few days, it may not be as hot as it was the first 3 days of August last year. Fayetteville and Fort Smith set record highs on three consecutive days last year, with the all-time recorded high for any day in recorded history coming on August 3rd of last year, with 110 degrees in Fayetteville and 115 degrees in Fort Smith. To help with the heat, Salvation Army locations in Fayetteville and Springdale have box fans for those who qualify.
Arkansas's lottery is launching a new natural state jackpot next month. Beth McAvoy from our partner station KUAR has this report.
Director Bishop Woosley told the Arkansas Lottery Commission ticket sales begin August 27th for the new game. Drawings will be held Monday through Saturday for the games, and the jackpot starts at $25,000. Tickets will cost $1 per play. Woosley says officials estimate the average jackpot for the new game should be about $158,000. Woosley expects the new game to help the lottery boost its sales of online or drawing games. He says the lottery expects to sell $6 million in tickets for the new game in the first year. I'm Beth McAvoy.
Fort Smith-based Arkansas Best Corporation is reporting a nearly $12 million second quarter profit. The trucking firm says it increased revenues during the period to $511 million.
The extreme heat is altering some entertainment plans in the area. The Cirque du Soleil concert at the Fayetteville Public Library will now be an indoor concert Thursday night. And with high temperatures expected through much of August, the Pat Benatar concert, originally scheduled to be at the Amp next month, has now been shifted to the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals' modest winning streak is over at two games. Last night, the Springfield Cardinals defeated the Nats 9-5. Northwest Arkansas begins a seven-game road trip in Tulsa tonight.